proclamation number 8941 dated the February 22, 1965. 1 Corinthians 15, 29, act of baptism on a dead person. Let me explain what you desire to know. You can only be taught by my spirit. If you are unable to intellectually grasp the meaning of the words, because your intellect moves in the wrong direction, especially when it concerns a word which has not originated from me, then it is necessary to ask for my spirit, which can and will provide clarification. There has never been an act of baptism on a dead person. However, there has been an act of baptism of a dead person, and you can only accept this as a symbol when someone takes pity on his fellow human being and wants to bring a spiritually dead person to life and offers him the water of life and thus baptizes him by presenting my word to him with love, which is the meaning of baptism after all. Time and again I have spoken of the dead, and time and again those dead in spirit were what I meant by that. When I said to you, let the dead bury the dead, it was, after all, the most comprehensible word which had to make you all realize that I was speaking of the dead in spirit. And this is how the words spoken by my disciple should be understood, which more than clearly meant that every person should take pity on the spiritually dead, but that a person should let himself be baptized over a dead person is a distortion of the word. It did not even originate from me and could not have been adopted by my disciples either. People have included purely worldly concepts which betrayed their low spiritual state. However, such concepts could have been recognized as wrong by every spiritually awakened person and may not be passed on as my ward, since such words cause immense confusion. Anyone who understands the spiritual meaning of baptism will not let himself become confused by such words. He will recognize them as wrong and as not having originated from me, who will only ever give you explanations which will never contradict each other. And if I explained the significance of baptism to you comprehensibly, then the distorted word cannot possibly be true, because it would completely contradict my word. Thus you have to believe what is conveyed to you through revelations, because I do not want to leave you in your wrong thinking when you desire the pure truth. Amen.